Family Worship Primer, Episode 8.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
So as we're following through and on the previous week's worth of questions, we come to this eighth question, is how can you glorify God? So remember, this is a great moment to do some review with your children from some of these previous questions of who made you. Ask them that. They're going to be able to say these things really quickly and real easily. God made me. And then you're going to ask them, what else did God make? And they're going to say, God made everything. And then you're going to follow that up with asking, well, then why did God make you and all things? And here we're hoping, we're trusting that their minds are locking onto this and they're getting it. And they're going to say, well, God made me for his own glory, or God made all things for his own glory. So God made me and everything for his glory. So this question, number 8, is then how can you glorify God? So here it's the methodology of teaching through rhetoric, through the process of asking questions, then it naturally moves to the very next part of the process of thinking. So what did God make? Why did God make it? And then how can we glorify God in what he has made? So that's a great question. How can you glorify God? It's going to be a good time to really emphasize this, because it's really, if we don't get this, we're missing some of them. How do we do these things? If we don't know how to do it, then we may even miss. We may do it naturally, but not even know how we're doing it. And it would be better that they know how they're doing it so that they will intentionally do it. So how can you glorify God? Well, the answer is I can glorify God by loving him and doing what he says. We can see this evidence of this in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 in the 13th verse, where the Solomon, the great thinker, the man filled with the wisdom of God, he says at the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep his commandments. Because this applies to every person. So here's a moment to be able to expand the learning, the teaching here upon those little minds that are thinking and learning and expanding to think through not only how to give a quick answer to something, but then even to start thinking about why that does that. And then obviously the glorious thing here is we want them to start seeing then how can I do that. So, for example, this isn't just a time to teach your children something so they will obey you better. But this is one way that you can teach them this, that I can glorify God by loving him and doing what he says. So ask them some ways, some practical ways that they can do this. And we'll teach the Ten Commandments in some of the coming episodes here of the Family Worship Primer. But we know this, that the Bible says that children, you must obey your parents, for this is right. And so you could say, I can glorify God and by loving God and by doing what he says. So we know that speaking the truth is what God has commanded us. So I can glorify God by loving him and speaking the truth. I can love God I can glorify God by loving him and honoring my parents. I can glorify God by loving him and start filling in the blanks, asking them, what are some other ways? When your mom and dad ask you to clean up the bedroom, what should you do? You should glorify God by loving God and by doing what he commands you to do, and that is to honor your mom and dad. So, by worshiping no other God but God, you can glorify God by loving him and doing what God says. Worship no other God. Have no other God before you. So this will be, it'll cause perhaps for some of the younger children a little bit more difficult to get into this level of the learning. But trust me, as these children are thinking on the what God did and the why God did, it's going to naturally start to flood over into the how then do I do this and how can I glorify God? I can do so by loving Him and doing what He says. Now, I'm instructed in Scripture that whenever I gather with God's people that I'm to sing. So be a moment to teach the children. This week when we go to the church house and Pastor John tells us to stand, we're going to stand and we're going to sing. And in doing so, we're glorifying God by loving God by what we're saying, by what we're singing, and we're doing what He says. We're going to glorify God by taking our Bible to church this week because, you know, the preacher's going to open that up and he's going to read from this and he's going to express this and explain this. And then we're going to go home and do this so we can glorify God by loving Him and doing what God tells us. Hey, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your children. May He bless them with an increased knowledge of who He is. May the Lord bless His church. And may the Lord bless an outpouring of the gospel across the land for His glory. May the Lord bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.